16th of 31. Would someone do the role? Or did we already do that and I missed it?
We could. We usually don't. We just do
Okay, well, great.
disclosures of
Then
interests. Yeah.
we have quorum and wonderful. This is gonna be like the blind leading the blind. Is there anything? Do I need to read anything? Do we have any
Just approval
promise?
of minutes, disclosures, and
Disclosures and recusals, please. If anyone would like to disclose anything or recuse from any agenda item, please let us
I
know
have
now.
a disclosure. I've never made a disclosure before, so maybe I don't know. Anyways, here we are on the endorsing community projects for the Arboretum Neighborhood Association. I am on the board of the Lake Forest Water, which is the building that this mural is going to be painted on, and that building is next door to my house. So I think I have to disclose that. That's all. Yes. Do you think that that will cloud your judgment, or can you still make objective decisions, or do you want to back out
I
of
think I can make objective decisions. Thank
Okay.
you.
Thank you. We'll note it in the minutes and you will still stay on for that vote.
Thanks. Excellent. Anyone else? All right. Do we have any public comment?
Not tonight. We do not have anyone registered to speak.
Okay, wonderful. Then we will move on to discussion item two, introduction of the new Madison Arts Commission member, Eli Asnin. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Hi,
Great. How
everybody.
are you?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and
So I grew up in Madison. I kind of traveled for a while and just got back. I've been living in New Orleans for like the last 15 years working in the film industry. And got back about a year ago and built out a kind of a flex use art space on the east side. So I do video production, we do photography, and I've got like basically my whole thing is to kind of give affordable workspace for artists. So we've got four rental units and then we do workshops and kind of try to give back. So that's kind of that's what I'm up to.
I love that. Should we go around and tell everyone, tell a little something about yourself? I can start since I have my mic open. Thank goodness. I am Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford. I am an alder for District 15 here on the east side of Madison. I am a comedian, actor, and crafter. You can see some of my partially created craft projects lying around or behind me. And I am a speaker as well as a spoken word
Okay.
artist as well. So, shall we go to Mary Rose?
That's Mary Lang, did you
Sure.
say? Oh, it's just Mary Rose.
Oh, hold on. There we go. Okay, muted. I'm gonna mute you, Mary. One moment. There we go. Okay. Hey, everybody. Mary Rose Eckberg. I know I have met Eli, and I think everyone on the call already knows me, but community and cultural resources planner. I help support public art and historic preservation planning for the city of Madison, and I am one of the folks that staffs this meeting. So you will see me at many of these things. I have a background in art history and library and information studies. And yeah, that's me.
Awesome. Karen, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Karin Wolf. I'm the Arts and Culture Administrator for the City of Madison, and I am staff support to this body. Very
Awesome.
gratefully.
Yeah. Mary Langs, I'm so sorry.
She's actually a member of the public who
Oh, okay.
is registered just to answer questions related to
Oh,
an agenda
awesome.
item.
Wonderful. Then let's go to Ren.
Hi, I'm Ren. I'm a fiber artist, graphic artist, and a costume designer. You can see my work at Overture Center. My next show will be in the spring. And then I have a fiber art show at the Arboretum this fall, which I'm excited about. So, yeah, I'm an artist about town.
I love it. TL?
Hi, Eli. I'm TL. I am the chair of the Public Arts Subcommittee for the Madison Arts Commission. So if you are at all interested in joining our subcommittee, please do. I'm the person to talk to for that. Otherwise, I am a local illustrator here in Madison. You can mostly find me at the farmers market every Saturday, although this coming week is packed with different markets. So on Thursday is the Madison Night Market, and Saturday and Sunday is Willie Street Fair. So would highly recommend coming out to any one of those events to see other local artists that bend about town like Ren says. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know. I also do a million projects around Madison, and I'm an entity here. So looking forward to working with you and hearing your opinions and insights on future projects.
Awesome.
Also,
I can go. I'm Pablo Cobina. I wear a lot of hats. I'm a dance and arts educator, performer, event coordinator, and I like to say I'm like an artist business connector. I run the Hitters Collective based here in Madison. We're street dance artist management company that offer resources and tools and guidance to the youth and community. We try to bridge communities through dance and art, educate the youth, and heal through dance and art. I'm originally from Ghana, born and raised, but I've been living in Madison and all over the U.S. for the past like 20 plus years. So if I'm not dancing, I'm doing events. If I'm not doing events, I'm dancing. Nice to meet you. And welcome.
I can go next. Welcome, Eli. My name's Angela Johnson. I'm a local artist. I do bookmaking, box making, photography, and installation. I have a current work in an exhibition at Edgewood University. And I'm also teaching faculty at UW-Madison. I teach community-based art classes. So students learn about all things community-based art, public art, and work with local community partners. So again, welcome.
Awesome, thanks.
You're muted.
Did I miss anyone?
That is all of our commissioners who are present.
Awesome. Anna. Well, welcome, Eli. So grateful. But... I'm sorry, Karen.
I was going to say that too.
Make Anna. Anna, sorry.
I thought I escaped. I thought I escaped talking.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I missed you.
No, it's okay. I'm Anna. I'm the NPPD. That's unimportant, but I'm the admin clerk for the section that the arts team is on, and I primarily work with them, but I dabble in like neighborhood grants and some historic preservation stuff. But I do have a background in art. I double majored in studio art and art history in college. So
wonderful. Thank you, Anna. Awesome. So welcome, Eli. So glad to have you on board tonight. We have everything else that's on the discussion item on our consent agenda. Would anyone like to pull anything from our consent agenda today, tonight, for discussion? Do I need, Karen, should I run through all of this or?
Yeah, maybe you want to read the agenda number and the title so that people are sure they don't want to pull.
Excellent. So we have agenda number 3, which is Legistar number 89989, Imagination Center percent for art project. It's a review of art standing committee, Imagination Center percent of art recommendations and vote. Item number 4 is 86040 in Legistar, the 2025 Blink proposal review. Item number 5 is 23110 endorsing community projects, the review of the Arboretum Neighborhood Association mural project and a vote. Number six is 90013, Utility Water Well 24 mural. Review the Public Art Standing Committee recommendations of the Water Utility Well 24 proposals. And item number seven, Legistar 87172, the 2025 MAC administrative updates. Can I get a motion for the approval of the consent agenda?
Just one clarifying point. Item seven, the admin report, is not on the consent agenda and will just be a report out from staff. So it's just items 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the consent agenda.
Thank you. TL, is that a motion?
Yes. Yeah, so I motion to approve the consent agenda for September 17th, 2025, regarding agenda items 3 through 6.
Can I get a second? Ren, that's a second. Awesome. Yeah. TL, would you like to speak to your motion?
I will add, I guess, a little bit to it, which is just that three of these were discussed at length on Monday during the Public Arts Subcommittee meeting. So a couple of us were there on Monday. So I don't know. It was a very good meeting. And so I feel very good about moving forward with the consent, with this consent agenda, because it is kind of a repeat of Monday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Any discussion or comment? All right. That brings us to agenda item number seven, Legistar 87172, that I already said, but is not part of the consent agenda. Who is speaking on item number seven? Karen?
I just want to clarify, did we record that as unanimous consent then for the...
Oh, yes. That is unanimous. I have anybody refusing to approve this... Wow, I'm doing great.
You are doing great. Don't worry. just wanted to get it on the record.
Can I get if no one objects, I will consider this an unanimous motion. Okay, looks like that is passed unanimously. And now we're going to number seven, Legistar 87172. Who will be speaking to that?
I can jump in. Karen, please fill in if there's anything I forgot to include. We have just several updates for you today. The State Street Campus Garage for Percent for Art project, the request for qualifications for that is open and closes at 2 p.m. on September 25th, 2025. That is for the garage on Lake Street. And the call for that includes a requirement for an artist to develop a proposal, including some sort of light art component. At this stage, we will be looking to select finalists at the ad hoc committee meeting on October 13th, 2025. And then their recommendation will come to you all for review on October 15th, 2025, after which those finalists will develop proposals and return next year in February 2026. The Bartolons Men's Shelter Percent for Art project update. For those of you who are on the commission, remember we selected, you guys selected artist Laurel True after we did a call for artists to develop a project for that site. Laurel held a community meeting on September 4th, 2025 at East Madison Community Center that was attended by many different community members as well as fellow artists. Nick was in attendance for that meeting and can speak to that at a future date if you're interested. The artist will return with a design proposal on October 15th, 2025. I forgot to include in here that the artist also spent time at the Porchlight Shelter on September 5th, 2025. She spent some time there getting to know staff and residents of that site and seeing how the process works when residents arrive and got to know them. Anything else on that one, Karin, for Bartolon that I forgot to include on this?
Nope.
Okay. Far West Maintenance Facility Percent for Art project. So this is a project that we As a reminder, we included the requirement for an artist to be on the design team from the very beginning of the building design. This project ended up selecting the Milligan Studio through that process. They're working. They were a sub contractor of Sketchworks, who was selected for the RFQ for the building design. The Milligan Studio came to Madison for a few days in August. They had a community meeting on August 21st, 2025 at one of the fire stations on the west side right next to the project location. They also attended a virtual staff input session on August 18th and then an in-person staff picnic on August 22nd, where they gathered feedback from the staff who will be using that site and who will be based there. And they will return to present a concept to MAC for just an initial looking entirely for feedback and not a vote on October 15th, 2025. And then finally, the De Jope Community History Public Art Project update. If you'll recall, we selected finalists for that at a previous meeting. And then those finalists just attended an orientation meeting on August 22nd, 2025. And their sites were determined based off of their interests. And they are now working on design proposals. They will return with those proposals in November to the Public Art Standing Committee meeting on November 17th. And then their recommendation will be referred to MAC on September 18th, 2025.
That's a little typo. It'll go to your November MAC meeting.
Oh, September. No, we'll November 18th. We'll Sorry. Yes, November 18th. That doesn't make sense. I think that's everything. Anything else, Karin, though? Did I miss
well,
these ones?
I regret that I forgot to put it on here. I will maybe send you some follow-up emails about other projects, but since it's not on the agenda, I can't reference it, but we're allowed to send out information. So look for more information.
Wonderful. Is there any comment or questions? Yes, TL?
I have just a question about, just the meeting running. Do we have to approve minutes still from last week? Okay. Seeing Mary Rose, yeah. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Minutes from the July meeting.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I just wanted to put my little...
Thank you. Thank you all for being, thanks for letting me practice my chairing skills, which are
no, it's awesome.
Limited, clearly. Okay, well then let's go back to the top. did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting?
That was July 28th, 2025.
Excellent, July 28th, 2025. And
I'm happy to motion to approve them.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second?
I motion to approve the minutes from July's meeting, July 20, whatever, 28th. What was it? Is that right? July 28th, 2025 meeting.
Oh, awesome. Second.
Thank you. Second. Who was that?
That was Angela.
It was Angela. Okay.
Thank you, Angela. Oh, this train wreck is at the end of our agenda now. if there are any last questions or discussion that you'd like to bring up, please speak now or forever hold your peace.
And just confirming that the motions were approved unanimously, unless someone raised their hand otherwise. Yes. Okay, we're good.
Is there any objection to approving or putting a unanimous Yeah, thanks. Okay, thanks. The motion carries. That is done. Eli, it's not always like this. There are usually people who are
You're
far
doing
more...
so good, though.
I sound important when I'm getting in the flow.
For anyone else on the call, this is just because our chair is not available today. The chair of the of the committee is usually... Anyway, sorry. So thank you, Alder. You're doing so good.
Thanks. You're far too kind. So that does bring us to the end of our agenda, if I'm correct. And would anyone like to move for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. TL moves to adjourn. And the second, can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you so much, Ren. we are now adjourned. I would like to thank you all for this fun ride.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all.
Everybody.
Thank you for your leadership.
Thank you.